You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. We're going to hear from the manager. Of course, Alex Jensen will end up having one of the players of the game. Vince Catronio was with us as we will end this five-game, 4 days in Detroit. I got to tell you, Vince, I've never experienced it. I know they do it in the minor leagues. It's interesting. I don't know if I'd want to see it all the time, but you definitely know the opposing team after you get done for 5 days.
Absolutely, Towny. And, you know, you find yourself getting yourself into a slump against just one team. And Seth Brown was a guy that was 0-4 until his last at bat. And we had talked about it during that ninth inning. You pitch him inside, he got a chance to turn the game around, and he did exactly that. And that was impressive to see. I mean, again, while James Kaprielian wasn't as sharp as he wanted to be, it wasn't as sharp as we've seen him in the past. A.J. Puck and Danny Jimenez, an excellent job back into the bullpen with three outstanding scoreless innings, allowing only one hit. Good to see the A's, you know, beat a team that's struggling. The A's had lost nine in a row at one point on this trip after the three-game sweep at Minnesota. It really could have continued to go sideways. You could have awakened the Tigers, especially after they won the first game of that doubleheader on Thursday. A lot of credit to this club, a lot of grit, and they hung in there. And now they come home with some momentum on their side and trying to continue to push toward 500.
Yeah, and this is not going to be an easy homestand. I mean, you're going to have 7 games in 6 days, all against first-place teams. If you haven't been watching the Angels, all the stars are playing well, and, boy, are they all gelling. And, of course, you just saw how good the Twins are, so it's not going to be easy. But when I think about what you can build off of this, yes, Detroit's not a very good team, but you don't care, right? You just need to get yourself right.
You schedule. You play who's in front of you. And I think that's what they need to do that. And that, like, that the ballpark is something opposed to maybe other places where he's going to have a challenge. And he feels he's capable of the corners in order to the Angels. If he doesn't, it's going to be a challenge for the Athletics in a slugfest, which they're not really that good at the moment. So the thing that the A's have been most consistent with has been pitching, and that has to continue if the A's are going to have success on the homestand, especially, as you mentioned, with the competition they're facing.
So, not sexy, but a reality is that this position of a guy who comes in and can give you multiple innings out of the bullpen with starters, I mean, we're wondering if we're even going to have a starter go 200 innings this year. So this guy, like what Puck did today, can come in and be so effective. Love seeing him throw 98, 97, but this role is becoming bigger and bigger and more important, would you say, every single year?
Well, he's, you know, kind of started with Andrew Miller when he did that with Cleveland, and that was used so effectively in the World Series by Terry Francona in 2016 in those playoffs and into the World Series eventually against the Cubs. You know, AJ, he's just a different guy. I mean, there's just a different feel about him. He's not there yet. But he's certainly much better than the guy that had said some things last year and could not back them up. This year he came in better shape. He came in healthy. He came in with an idea of what he wanted to do. And, you know, maybe deep down he would still want to be a starter. And who knows if that's going to be the plan at some point, either later this year or even down the road. But right now what the A's need is somebody that can give them multiple innings with the lead, that could get them to the ninth inning. And A.J. Puck has certainly been up to that. Not a lot of pitches. You know, not a lot of foul balls, not a lot of walks, just going after hitters and having that mentality, I think, is going to go a long way. It's proven so far it's been a good formula for A.J. Puck.
Speaking of that ninth inning, no question you now know who's coming in?
Yeah, there's no doubt it's Danny Jimenez. I mean, Danny Jimenez, he's earned it. I mean, Lou Trevino is still trying to work things out. We saw, you know, in the game where things went a little bit, almost went sideways, in the second game of that doubleheader with Lou. Just not enough command right now. He has to work that out. Danny is somebody that Mark Kotze, at least in the, you know, in the immediate, in the now, is a guy that he can count on. You believe that at some point Lou Trivino is going to be in that circle again because he's needed. There aren't you need an incredible amount of depth to win games, especially with the A's, Townie, right now that aren't scoring a lot of runs. They're still in the bottom third in the league in runs scored. So as long as that's happening, you're going to be playing these games that are being decided by one or two runs, and you have to have a bullpen that can really shorten the game, and he has to be a part of that. He's been a part of it in the past. He said, I haven't had my cutter for 2 years, and he still hasn't seen it this year. He's got to find a way to be some semblance of the Lou Trivino that we saw as a rookie in 2018.
You know, it's so funny. I love me some Hot Stove, and I love all my preview magazines, but the bottom line is the average team will use 13 starters, if not more, a year. So for us to always look around, this is who's going to start, this is who's going to play. Nah, depth is such a key in baseball now. You're going to use so many different players. But, you know, Vince, take the rest of the day off. Say it's like a day off, and then we'll see you tomorrow at the Coliseum.
I'll tell you this, Tony. I mean, if you would have thought that Zach Logue and Adrian Martinez were going to be figuring in helping a team get a 500 road trip and win a five-game series 4-1, you would have been hard-pressed to find somebody that was going to join that party. But now you're getting some stories being told. As you like to say, it's a year of discovery. And right now, those stories are fun to tell.
Wait a minute. You don't remember me in the clubhouse at Ho-Ho Cam the day that Manaea got traded? And I said, hey, everybody, this Martinez kid is going to win some games here.
I think that was you. You're right, Tony. You're always right. That's what I like about you. See you tomorrow.
See ya. Have a good flight. Oh, yeah. We'll never forget. Sean Manaea just got traded. I'm sitting there. I was actually interviewing Dalton Jeffries and Chum and I is crying, and, like, who knows? I mean, it's crazy how baseball works. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. What's that, Scotty? And we'll have Jed Lowry with Alex Jensen. That's all coming your way after the A's take 4 or 5 right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Feeling pretty good. The number is 833-625-2278. Why not? Not something you're going to see too often. What is the... Let me get this correct. Just the second time in 26 years that you have seen a five-game set. A's and Tigers are scheduled, this is from the game notes, the A's and Tigers are scheduled to play a five-game series. This will be the 18th series of five games or more in Oakland history. That means Oakland A's, of course. And then the second time in the last 26 years. I kind of like it. I like it better than a two-game set. And the reason why I like it is you really get to know the other team. And can you imagine if there was some animosity between two teams? Like if something happens in game one or two and you've got three games left of two teams that are ready to – no one fights anymore, let's be honest. But, I mean, teams that are getting after it and getting nasty and, you know – there'd be a lot of drama, and it's entertaining. Let's not forget, we're in the entertainment business. We're here to entertain you. Plus, you really get to know the other team. Like, you know, and for someone like myself who's doing this for five straight days, keeping score for five straight days, looking over everybody's stats, and you're just like, you're looking at this stuff, you're like, wow. I mean, I went on a deep dive on Miguel Cabrera. Let me tell you something I'm tired of. I'm tired of everybody kissing Miguel Cabrera's behind. Yes, great career. Yes, one of the best right-handed hitters we've ever seen. But he hasn't been good since 2016. I mean, my man Dallas Braden, by today, five games, Dallas, it was so overboard. The guy's been stealing money. He's basically, from 2016 till next year, will have made, wait, from start of 2017 to next year, none of these years he'll be worth a you-know-what. And he'll have made over $200 million. I mean, it's insane. He literally is a below-average player and will have made $200 million. What other sport does that? No wonder they don't want a salary cap. No wonder the players will fight like you-know-what for it. They don't want it to be real life and what's good for the sport. This man should not be making this kind of money. It's bad for the sport. Who's it good for? Who's it good for? A guy has 30, he's getting paid $32 million. He's got one home run. He's overweight. He's not that old. How old is he? 38 years old? Hell, I'm in better shape than he is, and I'm 50. He's 38 years old. I just want to check this real quick. But I want to say he's 38, he's out of shape and can't play. He just turned 39. I'm 11 years older than he is, and I'm in better shape than he is. And I don't make $32 million a year. I know that's hard to believe. You'd think A's Cast and everything that we have doing with all the downloads and A's Cast Live, I know that probably shocks you. But, yeah, I don't make $32 million a year. And I guarantee you I'll smoke him any day in probably anything. I mean, get in shape, bro. All you do is play baseball. You got a whole off season, workout programs, diets. You've got everything at your disposal, chefs, you name it. And you look like that, and you can't run? Come on. But that's what you see. Torkelson, this is their top guy. This guy can't hit. You want to talk about me? Talk about Pache overmatched. My God, Torkelson, this is a guy. They're counting on Torque. Guy's hitting 146. So I kind of like the five-game set. I like playing somebody for five games. I mean, I can tell you right now, I mean, you know, this was whoever. Astros, Angels, Tiger. I mean, you're going to know this ball club in and out. Let's go to Coach T in Fremont. Coach, lead us off today here on the Clubhouse Show.
What's up, Uncle Townie? That's Coach T. And, yeah, you definitely got the better hair than Cabrera. I'll give you that much, Townie. And you
for sure.
I don't know. You definitely got the better hair. And, you know, real quick, I mean, yeah, you know, the five-game series, I do kind of dig it because you kind of settle in, I guess. I mean, hey, if we could play five against the Tigers, I'll take it all day, or maybe some of these sub-500 teams. But it's definitely what we needed after, you know what I mean, losing to Minnesota and, you know, the homestand and all that. It was just perfect timing, I guess. And, you know, the Tigers are, you know, if we're struggling, they're definitely struggling. I mean, that's what I see. And Cabrera, yeah, good career. But let's be honest, all that money and no ring. You know, he got close, but then just didn't do it. So, I mean, the franchise, they want to blow money on just one guy and to be stuck at the end of their careers in these outrageous contracts. And go ahead and let him, man. Hey, just love the victory. Love the show, Townie. Let's go, Oakland. Ace for life.
Love it, Coach P. Pastorino, not Coach T in Fremont. Stu in Vacaville, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Townie, I'm right there with you with Miguel Cabrera, but I got to tell you, bro, you ain't smoking him in a hot dog eating contest, let's face it.
Yeah, that's probably, you know what, I'll give you that. That's fair. That is definitely fair. I would show up and give it an effort, though.
Well, of course you would. Of course you would, because you're a gamer. Townie, next time when you're in the treehouse, we'll come by. You and I will have a hot dog eating contest.
I would do anything to get back into the into the treehouse. Hopefully, at some time this year, they're going to allow me back for pregame.
What's the holdup, bro?
It's the COVID thing. Everybody's still freaked out.
Oh man! Hey, let's talk about the A's. Hey man, I love the outfield. I love the Barrera, Pache, Laureano. It's like we're looking at the future right now. I love it.
Interesting you say that. I mean, because basically what you're saying is I got young players. I don't have old players. I got young players. And whether the young players are killing it or not, I'd rather see something that I know that potentially could be the future than watching something that I know for sure isn't the future.
100% that, but also, I mean, what a great defensive outfield. I know a lot of the guys they traded for, it seems like they were a lot of guys that perform on the defensive side of the ball. And in that vein, love Elvis, but you know what? Elvis is not the future. I'd love to see Nick Allen back up. I called you a couple weeks ago, and I said this. I'm even older than you, and I loved – the late 70s, early 80s, because I could see the future. You know, I remember, you know, the Armas and Murphy and Henderson outfield, and this kind of reminds me of that in a way. I want to see the young guys out there, but I do really like the outfield.
No, that's fine. Hey, speed, defense. I mean, that way, if you get pitching and you get defense, speed comes to the ballpark every single day. Home runs are down across the league. All these balls and humidors, hell, we have no idea what ball we're playing with. I like the A's chances of winning. The A's, I know, very beginning hit. But this team, the way it's constructed, is not going to hit a ton. If you pitch and play defense, you got a chance to win every night.
Got a chance to win every night. I'll close it with, hot dog eating contest. Me, you, your guy you went to college with, Chestnut, and let's bring Al the hot dog guy vendor in to serve him up and maybe be the official, like the referee.
I'm down. Anytime, anywhere.
Hell yeah. All right, Tony, go A's, man. Go A's.
I've often wondered how many hot dogs I could eat in a certain amount of time. I think we all have. Watching the greatest competitive eater of all time, from San Jose State, yes, the great Joey Chestnut. We're very proud. He's one of our great alums, a man that has represented this country on the 4th of July. Are you kidding me? What Joey Chestnut means to the American people? Yes. I would not want any part of him. Obviously, he can woof down whatever it is. What is it, Pastorino? What's his new record, 70-something in 10 minutes or something like that? I don't know. But haven't we all thought about that? Like, how many could you eat in 10 minutes? Because remember, they wet the bun, and they turn the bun into mush. So the bun's a non-factor. It's how many hot dogs, pure just dog, and you're not putting relish and mustard and onion. You're not doing that. Some do ketchup, whatever you like. How many? 76 in 10 minutes? Oh, my God. So the bun is a non-factor. They dip the bun in the water, turns it to nothing. It's how many of the hot dogs can you eat? See, a lot of people think that you're going to eat it like a normal hot dog. That's not how they do it. So I'm down. But, yes, I doubt I'd probably beat Miguel Cabrera in that. I will give you that. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. Your phone calls, along with Alex Jensen and Jed Lowry, next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
KFC knows that when it comes to sharing, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A meal with sides, that's good. Three equally delicious sides? So even if one kid loves mac and cheese, another only eats mashed potatoes, and the third is basically 90% french fry, there'll still be no complaints besides why bedtime can't be midnight and ice cream isn't a breakfast food? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's Sides Lovers Meal. Pick three large sides and pair them with eight crispy tenders or your favorite fried chicken. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Did you know 99 years ago today, May 12th, 1923, Babe Ruth became the first player ever to hit 200 home runs? Can you imagine back then? I guarantee there were people like, no one will ever break that. Nope, no one's ever going to eclipse 200 home runs. We should bring him in a time machine and bring him, oh, yeah, 200 home runs. Oh, yeah, bro, that's nothing. All right, let's go to Dimitri in Florida. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Townie, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
I'm doing great, too. I was actually just at the stadium in Minnesota Sunday, and then I flew from Minnesota to Detroit. So I was there for Monday and then about 8 hours at the park on Tuesday in the doubleheader. Great park. I was a little down after that Sunday game. We were so close of pulling it off. And then Blackburn was fantastic on Monday. And then Tuesday we got beat the first game and then we bounced back really well. And then I flew back to Florida yesterday and then I saw the game and, you know, they're doing the things that I like to watch, you know, hit and run, you know, kind of that sneak attack when you're not really expecting it. They steal second, and that's just how we're going to have to play it this year. You know, we don't really have the power, except we got a huge home run today by Brown. I mean, but I liked how we approached the series. Hopefully it continues at home. I just want to hear your thoughts.
You're going to have to scratch and claw for every inch. Every single inch, every game, you're going to have to scratch and claw. It's the bottom line. When you look at this lineup and you just go down, you go up and down this lineup and you look at it, every little thing, I don't care, steal bags, hit and run, take first to third, challenge arms. If you get thrown out, so what? Be aggressive. You've got to do everything offensively to score as many runs as possible because you're not going to hit a ton of home runs. You're not going to hit for a high average. You're not going to do any of that. So you got to scratch and claw for every inch, and you got to scratch and claw for every single run.
I agree. And two beautiful ballparks, I must say.
No doubt. Target Field and Comerica are both awesome.
Yeah, those are a cool experience. And then that catch by Kemp, that was unbelievable. That pull out, jump off his feet. That was seen it in person. That was something.
How about the catch today to end the game?
Yeah, I was following the game on the radio today because I'm at work, but I didn't see that one. But I'm sure I'll watch the highlights.
Oh yeah, it was another amazing catch. Hey, appreciate the phone call as always. Jed Lowry back, 1-for-2 with a ribby, scored 2 runs. Here he is with Alex Jensen.
A's clubhouse continues. The A's take 4 out of 5 from the Tigers here at Comerica Park after a 5-3 victory in the series finale on Thursday. We're joined by Jed Lowry after the A's, after Seth Brown's home run in the 8th inning. Gives the A's a 5-3 win, and Jed with a key walk beforehand. But, you know, starting coming into this series, Jed, after you guys had lost 9 in a row, obviously the offense had been scuffling. You were dealing with a little bit of a tight back. What did you see in the at-bats from the guys early in this series that gave you some indications that maybe the tide was starting to turn?
Yeah, I mean, you got a group of guys who are, you know, learning how to manage at-bats, everyday at-bats at the big league level for the first time in most parts, in most instances. And so, you know, it's all just about that plate discipline, pitch recognition, be able to stay inside of your zone. And, you know, you can see the work that the guys are putting in the cage, and it's starting to translate.
Yeah, you see little signs, right, of younger guys starting to have better at-bats. And those good at-bats, even though maybe they're not translating in the box score yet, they eventually do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, this is, you know, you can say the process, right, and it might be overused, but in this sport, you know, that work, that everyday work, does take a little bit of time to show up in the box score, like you said.
Michael Fulmer's having a really good year. You had a key at bat with 2 outs to draw the walk ahead of Seth Brown to let the inning get to him for the eventual game-winning home run. It was you guys' first base runner since the 4th inning. Take me through that at bat, what you were looking to do.
Well, just, you know, same thing I do every at bat, just try to get a good pitch to hit, right? And, you know, he only threw me 1 strike, and it was a slider, a good slider down in the zone that I fouled off, and everything else he was just, you know, trying to get me to chase, and, you know, I was able to lay off and draw the walk.
With Seth, I know he's been scuffling a little bit. How good must that have felt for him?
I can only assume, but, you know, I've been there myself, and when you get a big hit like that, it definitely gets the juices flowing.
A.J. Puck is healthy now, and his stuff is obviously electric. Yeah. You know, what kind of presence does he give you guys in the bullpen? A bullpen that's been really good for you, but what kind of presence does he add when he's able to do what he did for 2 innings today?
No, it's to have a guy like that down there that can go out for 2 innings, I mean, it gives Kotz flexibility. It gives him, you know, it shortens the game. So a guy like that's invaluable.
Jed, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win and a happy flight for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Happy flight.
All right, that's Jed Lowry on A's Clubhouse after the A's take down the Tigers 5-3. Back to you, Tony.
Your phone calls coming up next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop where you will receive a free pack of cards plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @Topps. Visit tops.com for more information.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Camino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike 3 called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley, at the track, to the wall. He's there, and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
You know, they mentioned, it's a process. Boy, is that a slippery slope, the old process. Because in a game of failure, man, it's really tough to figure out what process works. What is the process when most guys are failing more often than they're succeeding? That's just a reality. That's what makes baseball scary. I was actually thinking about this, where we focus on the outliers so much. Who are the outliers? They're the guys that have long careers. Because let's face it, the majority of the guys, there's 30 teams. The majority of the players who play for these teams, you got no clue who they are. Because they're up, they're down, they're up, they're down. I mean, just take the last couple days for the A's. I mean, how many people around the league know who the hell Zach Logue is? What if Zach Logue made one more start and never pitches again? Stuff like that happens all the time. You're just a footnote. You're just a name on Baseball Reference that friends and family will know about. That's the majority of baseball players. Majority of the guys get called up. They have a little time. God bless them. They got to the majors. That's what all of us dreamed of. And the majority of us, we fell short. And these guys get that opportunity. But we always focus on the stars and the really good players. But the reality is, you got 26-man rosters now. You got the 40-man roster. And it's a lot of guys that come up quickly and, you know, the average life of a Major League Baseball player isn't very long. So when you say, well, it's a process, a lot of guys have tried a process. A lot of guys have failed. Think how many bullpen guys there are in baseball right now that you'll never know who the hell they are. Nor really should you. Like, why would you care? Like, if you've got 8,000 guys down there and every team's carrying 14 pitchers and, oh, I mean, can you imagine? Who are some of these guys with the Reds and the Royals and the Marlins? You don't care. And that's what the majority of baseball is. And you'll even look back in the great seasons where one of these players maybe only helped you in two games. Like this guy, you remember, hey, remember when that guy had a walk-off, but then he had this hit? He helped you win two games, but you won the division by one game. Or you got into the playoffs by one game. So one of these no-name players can actually make a big difference in a good year. In a bad year, you don't remember. And the only reason why I'm talking about this is Jed Lowry going, well, you know, it's the process. And even Jed, you know, it's tough to, you know, it's tough to trust to know what the process is. What is it? When you have the league is hitting 230, what's the process? What's anybody's process when the league is hitting 230? That's why you dramatically stand out right now if you're a guy that makes contact. You know, these guys who could hit well over 300 for 10-plus years, man, what would they look like today? If you brought me a guy that's a full-package offensive player, like, my guy, who I love so much, George Brett, Paul Molitor. What about the crazy high average guys like Tony Gwynn and Wade Boggs? Ichiro just missed his time, right? Can you imagine Pete Rose today, these guys? Pete Rose getting 200 hits every single year. How valuable would he be today when you got a bunch of guys who are hitting? I mean, look up and down these lineups. You got quite a few guys hitting under 200. Forget the Mendoza line. We may have to establish a new Mendoza line. Because you just look. I mean, wow. It's crazy the batting averages we see in baseball. You know, with Bob Melvin having surgery, God bless him, and I know he's had surgery and he's doing well, but I was sent the Padres lineup, and like, you take Hosmer and Machado out, all their players are hitting 200 or below. I mean, it's the same thing as the A's. I mean, the A's, now that Noisy's under 300, it goes 226, 291, 200, 172, 136, 250, 125, 205, and 167. Those are all the averages in your lineup today. Imagine you had a guy hitting like 360 like Wade Boggs or Tony Gwynn in your lineup and everybody's hitting 100. They would really, really stand out. And then if you had like the ultra crazy great players, you know, like Henry Aaron, who, or Willie Mays, somebody like that, Ted Williams. Now, I don't know. They would still have the unbelievable numbers. Would they be the same with the fact that you got to face 8,000 pitchers these days? Don't know. The number is 833-625-2278. Do we have Mark Hotze yet? All right, we are waiting to hear from the skipper. And your phone calls next, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs
and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
DQ presents... Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is A's Clubhouse.
All righty, let's take a look at the scoreboard, and that is brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Look out. Houston won earlier today their makeup game from yesterday. They won 11-3, so they've won 9 in a row. And right now, they're playing the second game, and they're up 1-0 over the Twins in the bottom of the second. That first game was a final of 11-3. So as we speak, they have the best winning percentage in the American League West. Finals from today. Mets took down the Nationals 4-1. Orioles beat the Cardinals 3-2. Later on today, Reds, Pirates, Royals, Rangers, Yankees, White Sox, Phillies, Dodgers. And that's about it. Kind of a light Thursday card. So the Halos have the day off. So depending on what happens with the Astros. Astros win again. Wow. They'll be 10 in a row. They'll be 21-11. And they will be in first place all by themselves. So it'll be the second place Angels coming to town. So you got 7 games in 6 days. Which I know I did my NBC Sports California hit saying 2 first place teams. Well, if the Astros keep winning, that'll be a second place Angels team coming into town for 4. With the double dip on Saturday. Whoever decided that, thanks. So Friday, 2 on Saturday, and then Sunday against the Angels, and then 3 against the Twins, who I will guarantee will be in first place by tomorrow. So basically you're going to have a first place / second place team, and for sure a first place team for the next 7 games in 6 days before we finally get a day off on the 19th. What does that mean? Means you better bring it. You better bring it. Tomorrow, A's Cast Live back on the field at 4 o'clock. Zach Logue will join us. Mark Kotze will join us. And Mark Gubazaw, longtime pitcher and now broadcaster for the Angels, will all join us on the field. Go to athletics.com/A'sCast. We will be there at 4 o'clock. A's Total Access at 5:40 and then first pitch at 6:40. But the A's take 4-5 from the Motor City Kitties in Detroit. I always like saying that. With a 5-3 victory. And then we're back at it tomorrow. We'll put this whole thing behind us. We're back at it tomorrow. Here comes the Halos. How about this? The A's now are 4-7 against the Central. They're 7-7 against the East and 4-7 against the Central, and have only played one series against the Rangers. They've only played three games in division. But you've played 14 against the East and 11 against the Central, right? That is correct. 14 against the East, 11 against the Central, and only three in division. Schedule has been wild. But the bottom line, got the win today, 5-3. That's what it's about. We'll see everybody tomorrow for A's Cast Live on A's Cast at 4 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Thursday.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com. Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive, the tag. Save at the plate, and the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.